Phyllis here from 92.3 FM. And look, today we are privileged and we are blessed to have Charles Price with us. Charles is one of the wonderful guest speakers at the Keswick Weekend, the 62nd Keswick Convention on the Atherton Tablelands. So that says quite a bit for the people running it, and that I believe God's hand's in it. What do you think, Charles?
Yeah, I think people are here with an appetite and a hunger to know God better. I mean, we teach in the Word of God from the Scriptures because that's the means by which we get to know God Himself. But our real concern is not that people know the Bible, but they know Christ and they know God and that He's at work in their lives. And, I know as a preacher, you prepare what you want to say, but there are going to be people here and people there with all kinds of situations, and God will dovetail what you're saying with their particular need.
Yes.
A lot of people will pass by. But you're looking for those whose hearts God has prepared and who have an attitude of hunger and thirst. You know, Jesus said, if you seek, you find. If you ask, you receive. If you knock, the door will be open to you.
Absolutely.
So don't believe anybody who says they want to find God but can't, because if you seek, you will find. Jesus said, everyone who seeks finds. Everyone who asks receives,
yes,
everyone who knocks.
Absolutely.
If you seek in the wrong direction, He'll bring in the right direction. Knock on the wrong door, He'll open the right door. If you ask for the wrong thing, He'll give you the right thing. So if anybody listening to this now is seeking, you're,
yes,
going to find Him. Believe
you
that.
You will. You will.
You will.
And if you've just got a little tiny brain that's the size of a mustard seed there in your heart,
that's right,
to know about God, He will work on it.
You're fanning
in
the flame.
Yes, fanning the flame. So, Charles, you come from Canada?
I do now, yes. I'm British, but I've lived in Toronto for the last 21 years.
Okay, and you've preached in over 100 countries?
I have, yes.
That's wonderful. And we're privileged to have you here on the Atherton Tablelands. You see, we're all in this world scene here and the national scene.
Yes.
We're just sort of the blokes up north.
Yeah.
So...
I grew up in a rural part of England, tucked away from everywhere, and I love that kind of community, and I feel that up here in the Tablelands as well.
Yeah, and you can talk the language.
I hope so.
I'm sure you are. Well, I heard you preaching, and that was great assurance for me for what I've read over different times, and we've been through a little bit of suffering in that ourselves,
yeah,
and
yes,
I absolutely understand about that. So it's a wonderful assurance.
Yeah.
That what I've been reading,
yeah, yeah,
today, I've been assured from someone else speaking the Lord's word,
yeah,
to me. So I thank you for that, and I know that many others here would be saying thank you for that too. Charles, you have a book, so would you like to say a little bit about your book?
Oh, well, we've got several books, but it just got one sample here. It's called Christ for Real. The publisher brought the subtitle, How to Grow into God's Likeness. That's not a good subtitle. It's Growing in God's Likeness. We don't grow,
yes,
into it.
Yes.
We grow in Him. And that's important for us to appreciate. So this book really is about the fact that the Christian life is not a life we live for God. It's a life that God lives in us by the
Absolutely.
Holy Spirit. That, Jesus didn't say, I will give you life. He said, I am the life. In fact, I am the way, I am the truth, you know. Everything is centered on Christ Himself. When I first became a Christian in my youth, I thought God gave me things like a ticket to say my sin, that I was going to heaven when I died, a certificate to say my sins have been forgiven. The Bible was like a catalog that told me all the good things I can get from God if I pray about them. And then after frustratingly trying to live like that, I discovered God only gave me one thing. He gave me Himself. That God came by the Holy Spirit to live the life of Jesus Christ in me. And that's what's revolutionary. That's what changes people. You know, people think often that the Christian life is living for God and it's pushing a bus up a hill. It's God living in you, and that changes everything. Because His strength, Scripture says, God works in us to will and to act according to His good purpose. He gives us the right desires, first of all. We
Absolutely.
Suddenly have an appetite for things we didn't have an appetite for before.
No.
But then we have the strength to live in the good of that.
Yes.
Not to be perfect. We'll never be that.
No.
It's a journey. And we have a battle with the old self and the new spirit within us as
yes.
that warfare goes on. But yes, so the Christian life is not anything we do. It's something that's done.
Absolutely.
And we live out of that done yes. task of Christ.
And we're walking out our faith.
And walking it out yes. in dependence on Him. And that's why it works. If it's living for God, it doesn't work. You know, disciples were never called followers of Jesus after Pentecost.
No.
When they followed Him, they kept failing. They'd all run away when He was crucified. Peter denied Him, one had committed suicide. After Pentecost, it's a different relationship. He's in them and they're in Him.
Yes.
And the name Christian was a nickname that really means Christ in. You're Christ
yes.
in people.
Beautiful.
If you're following, it's as though Christ is out here, I'm back here,
yeah.
I'm trying to keep up with Him. And we can't do it.
No.
And I know many Christians who are failing because they're trying to live for Him
yes.
rather than living in dependence on Him.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the difference.
You hit the nail on the head. So if people want to find out more about this, what is your website?
Well, this particular book is published by Craigle Publishers in the States. I mean, it's available any good Christian bookstore, I think, because they have worldwide distribution.
Yes.
We have a website. You
yes.
can't get this book on it because this website, at the moment, it's fairly new. It contains a lot of videos. We had a TV program that went to about 70 countries, and these are videos taken from
okay.
that, plus audio, plus transcripts, plus the daily devotionals that people can get every day on an app that is there. And it was put together in Australia, actually, in Sydney, a couple of guys in Sydney. One who I didn't know had come to Christ through watching one of my videos a few years ago. And he got in touch out of the blue, didn't know him, so we wanted to put these on permanent availability. So it's called charlespriceministry.org.
Yes.
And if you go there, that's my name, Charles Price Ministry, one word, .org. It gives access to the website and then the app and everything else that's available there.
And it does come up when you just say that and type it in because I've tried it already.
It does come up. Good.
Yes, that's
good.
Very
excellent.
Good.
And I probably look a bit younger there because we recorded 16, 17 years of television programs that make up the base of it, but we're trying to add new stuff as well.
Yes. Now, that's wonderful. But thank you for coming.
Thank you
for taking your time out with us.
Oh, and the book was called Christ for Real, by the way. That's what the book was called.
But
you can go online. You can get them from, I don't know what you have in Australia, but we have Amazon and things like
that. Yeah, you can get it all through there.
Yeah, you can get them
through
most places.
Yeah, eBay and everything.
That's right. Yeah. I think so. Yeah, just look for it. You'll find it.
Yeah, just type it in and see
that's
if you can get it
that's
in Australia.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you. So,
thank
Charles,
you.
Would you like to share a prayer for the people of the Toadlands
yes.
for their walk with Christ and for those who don't
yes.
know Him, that they will find Him through seeking
yeah.
and coming to Him, believing and receiving?
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for enabling the folks on the Tablelands to live in such a beautiful environment. And we know that creation reveals something of the Creator. We see the beauty of God in the handiwork of your artistry in creation, in the beautiful birds and the landscape and the vegetation and the lives that you've given to us. But we realize that we were not made to live in independence of God. In the way a car needs petrol to make it work, people need God to enable us to work, to live properly. And I pray, Lord, that those who know you will deepen in the knowledge of you and their experience of you and their enjoyment of you. For those of us who don't know you, that we will seek for you. And when we do, you promise that we will find you. I pray for any listening to my voice. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will kindle in their hearts a deeper longing to know God, to know fulfillment, to know fullness of life. And thank you when they seek. Give them the courage to pray to a God they may not yet know, but to ask you to show yourself to them, to reveal yourself to them. And thank you that you will, and that they may come into the enjoyment of this relationship with God that makes life make sense, not just here, but it goes beyond death as well, and keeps us secure for eternity. Thank you for that. And I pray you'll meet people's needs deeply in that way. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Okay.
May God bless you.
Thank you.
Continue your ministry.
Thank you.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.